WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
And heaven. Thank you. Everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Thank you. stay at my side and ride like the wind, like a raven black, and I'll be right behind. Whenever you say I'm not going back, we will fly, we will fly. If I were a castle and stand tall, I'd be so easy to find. You won't need a ladder to climb these walls, though I would let you inside.
There's a dream that doesn't go away in the back of your mind. There's a hope in the heart of all you say. Seek and you'll find your dream, the one you thought you'd never choose. Let yourself dream, let yourself dream, a dream can come true. There's a light shining through the trees so far away. One small lamp in a window in the breeze can show you the way. Shine your light, the light you thought you never show. Oh, let your light shine, let your light shine, see where you go. There's a love that'll never let me go. How can I lose? So the dream that doesn't go away is the thing that I choose. choice. All the gifts I thought that life would never give. Gonna let myself dream, let myself choose, let myself live. Oh yes, gonna let myself dream, let myself choose, let myself live. There's a dream that doesn't go away in the back of your mind.
Tailors were ragged and worn in. It wasn't long till we were counting the days till graduation. We were dreaming of Oregon. You had a cousin in Portland. He had his very own place. So we hatched a scheme for how we get away. found courage in the bourbon. Like sponges, we soaked in the night until we sank down and huddled up against the bonfire. We were drunk on our youth and the band and the sound. And I held your head that night, you cried your eyes out on the curb. After he crushed your heart with a single word. Julia, you did your best, it's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it west? Well, I was quiet, you were reckless. The boys liked you better, and in truth I did mine. I was thunder to your lightning. You were flame, I was ember. It scared me sometimes. And just being close to you, it felt like diving from the sky. And you couldn't stem the bleeding, and neither could I. Julia, you did your best, it's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it well?
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
I left my heart in fire now, in the gold rush of the sun. Buenos Aires to Miami, I'm falling hard until I drown. I left my heart in Vienna. Our glasses by the candlelight. Love how he walks in his sombrero and plants a rose in every heart. I'm just here for the night. Still in Vienna, and from the balsam, it's the storm.
last tear for the night, and I can't hold it inside. It took one look in your eyes to know I'm in paradise. You're like a star in my mind, no way I can say goodbye. I'm changed forever, let's say I'm fine enough. I'm just here for the night.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and online at wrct.org.
With petition.
After philosophy, is your life worth the pain in? Is this girl versus boy with different symbol? Being born is power. Scout leader, not detect this big sin. Your risk chains me hostage. Me, I'm fighting with my head. I'm not a big twist.
I must look like a dork.
Me, naked with textbooks.
Thank you.
So dig this big crux.
Organizing the Boy Scouts for murder is wrong. 10 years beyond the big sweat boy. Man, it was still there ever without you. Coming back around, look, we're coming together for just a second. I peek, I guess, at the wholeness, it's way too big.
At the wholeness, it's way too big.
Better man, I'm always doing the best I can. Don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white. They don't wear white.
Hi, this is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, at some point we will get tired of hearing news reports about record heat because the records will continue to be broken, and heat will have stopped meaning what it once may have meant. Media play a role in moving us from questions about where to buy a good air conditioner to what stands in the way of addressing what is a public health catastrophe. One obstacle is utility companies. In February of last year, we spoke with Shelby Green at the Energy and Policy Institute and with Selah Goodson-Bell at the Center for Biological Diversity about their research on that topic. We'll hear that again today on the show. Also on the show, some listeners will know that veteran labor organizer and author Jane McAlevey died recently. The attributes are coming in, but I have little doubt in saying that McAlevey would care less for attention to her life than to those of the people she worked for, inside and outside of labor unions. Counterspin spoke with her in 2018 when the Me Too campaign was coming to fore, and we'll hear that again this week on the show. That's coming up this week on Counterspin. Some Texans are being told it could take many days to restore power in the wake of Hurricane Beryl, which left many people in the dark and in the heat. You could say it is what it is, but many people are not doing that, and instead asking why utility providers are so insufficiently up to the task of doing what it is that they are empowered to do. We talked about that question last year with Shelby Green from the Energy and Policy Institute and Selah Goodson-Bell from the Center for Biological Diversity. And I started by asking them about their recent report, which was called Powerless. Let's just get into the content of the report. What do you mean by powerless? What is the problem that you're describing? And, you know, I think a lot of folks might think, oh, my lights blink out for a minute. Losing power is much, much more than that. And it's life or death in some cases. Yes.
Yeah, that's well said. Zoom out a little bit. I just wanted to share that this report is the third in a series that's been tracking this issue, specifically the extent to which profit-driven utilities have been cutting off families' basic human right to electricity and heat millions of times a year, while at the same time shelling out billions to their shareholders and executives. We started tracking this in the pandemic, but it's a pretty egregious injustice and has continued since. It's still happening today. Most recently, we've seen that about 5.7 million houses were cut off of electricity about 5.7 million times since 2020. And that's a low-end number, as about 20 states don't even provide information on household disconnections. And that's about 40% of states that we found. And so all of the numbers and figures we're going to share today are just a small scope of the issue. They don't represent the full scope. And that's also going to be something we talk about a little bit more, data transparency. And at the heart of our report is basically a desire to expose the utility industry's greedy profiteering that's ultimately driving the shutoffs crisis and energy insecurity.
Well, I wanted to just actually, you very forward.